W2T. What you up to today?
Well, good afternoon, actually. About 12 minutes. we are headed for Sam's and just out goofing off, I guess you'd say. I want to see if I can find some decent cantaloupe over there. Get some push water and enjoy this sun, even though it's 50 degrees and 14 mile an hour wind. It's a little brisk.
Yeah, it is, but it's, I've been out there a couple of times. I'm doing a bunch of house cleaning today, so trying to get all of that done and clean off my dining room table and do some work in the radio room, things like that.
Out the morning with a bang, I hate to even admit it. Well, I never get any calls early. And last night, anyway, to start out, well, I took two Tylenols and the blue ones that are the sleepy time ones because my shoulder had been hurting so bad. And I thought I'd be better off if I rested. And I tried laying on the side that my lungs attached to, which is not too comfortable. But I managed to get to sleep anyways. And the phone rang at 6:58 this morning. And in jumping up to get it, it's right by my head. I forgot about being on that other side, and it was pitch black yet. And when I thought I was going to land on the floor, I missed it by about 2 inches and did a header into the carpet. Thank God it was carpet, not hardwood. And I just got a shot in that same shoulder that I landed on yesterday of cortisone. Bad news bears.
And all of that got your attention in a hurry this morning.
Well, the sad part was the kids are in Disney World for the youngest grandson's birthday. They drove down yesterday, about 8 hours. And she had her phone in her back pocket, and it was a butt dial. She didn't even aim to dial the number.
I don't know what. Did you tell her that was going to cost her?
No, I was glad to survive it because I was laying in the floor when Bernice came in to help me get up. And I was just praying that I didn't do any damage to that shoulder. I think I'm going to have an epidural on my spine later on down the line. But the only thing is, well, the cortisone's helped before. But my right arm, the three fingers are numb, and that's the ulnar nerve. And somehow or another, it connects up to the spine. And back in Missouri many years ago, about 10 years ago, they gave me three epidurals in the spine, and that pretty well took care of it up till now. But now it's going numb on me again.
Be careful about those things, Tom. Be careful about those things. But you be careful out there on the road. Let me go. I got to go check on a couple of things and all that I'm working on. And got a couple of computers restarting and all that kind of thing. So anyway, you and Bernice take it easy out there on the road. Be careful. Hopefully you'll find some good cantaloupe. And we'll talk at you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, I just feel thankful I didn't hurt myself worse than I did. That dresser has some handles that are made out of railroad spikes, and if I'd hit one of them, it wouldn't have been a good thing. But I fear falls more than anything at my age, and my left foot's kind of glued together with screws, and my balance isn't as good as it used to be. So the old AGE is catching up. But I feel good right now, so not complaining. Ain't pushing up daisies from the root side. You have a good day, Rusty. We'll catch you down the line. W2T N0TR 73.